The rising euro will make German cars, French wines, and other European Union imports more expensive in the U.S. It could also discourage American tourists from traveling to Europe. On the other hand, New York broker Patrick D'Angelo says a falling dollar makes some American goods a better bargain.
Because the dollar is so weak, it becomes attractive for people not only to visit America and to spend dollars here in America, foreign currency into dollars, but it's also attracting European investors into not only Manhattan real estate, but actually vacation real estate out on the east end of Long Island. It's actually a very interesting phenomenon that's going on right now. So I think as long as the U.S. dollar remains weaker versus global currencies, it's a positive thing for the U.S.
In fact, the declining dollar helped push U.S. manufacturing exports to double-digit figures last year. Dan North, the chief economist at credit insuring firm Euler Hermes, explains.
This is a very good thing for exporters in our country because they start sending widgets, if you will, or machinery to Europe. And whereas it used to cost, let's say, 100 euros to buy that machine in Europe, with the weaker dollar, now it costs only 50 euros.
The weak dollar also has other advantages for Europeans by reducing the price of some raw materials such as oil and gas. Although recent interest rate cuts by the U.S. Central Bank have helped improve the dollar's liquidity, New York University economics professor Thomas Cooley says the rate cuts are also partly to blame for the falling dollar.
Interest rates have stayed higher in Europe, and that means that Europe is a more attractive destination for money. Money flows out of the U.S. Into other currencies. So that's a partial explanation of the fall in the dollar.
But the dollar's decline worries some European Union business owners who fear the euro's higher exchange could cost European jobs. European trade unions called on the European Central Bank this week to cut interest rates to help bolster the U.S. dollar and improve trade with Europe's largest trading partner. Millar Sega, VOA News.